This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House of Representatives voted 305 to 102 to approve a Senate measure to provide additional money for emergency aid for the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrats gave up on an effort to add additional migrant protections to a Senate-passed border aid bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said it was urgent to secure the funds that the legislation would provide.
The children come first. At the end of the day, we have to make sure that the resources needed to protect the children are available. Therefore, we will not engage in the same disrespectful behavior that the Senate did in ignoring the House priorities.
The bill now goes to President Trump for his signature. Trump had threatened to veto the House version of the bill, which would have more stringent care requirements for detained migrant families and children. 10 U.S. Democratic presidential contenders take the stage in just about an hour in Miami, Florida, for the second of two debates this week. Democratic pollster and strategist Brad Bannon calls former Vice President Joe Biden the big guy in the race for the Democratic nomination. Bannon says that hopefuls will be gunning for him.
I think he's going to be a target in this debate, and he has to demonstrate that he can hold his own, and he can't make a flub.
In addition to Biden, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, and the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, Pete Buttigieg, will be on the dais. The candidates have been campaigning for months in the early states where they will hold party nominating contests next year. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Acting Defense Secretary Mark Esper asked NATO allies Thursday to help